Chapter 44, The Rim of Heaven. Firedrake flew on. The 9 white peaks forming the rim of heaven shimmered in the distance as if starlight clung to them. The rat flew her plane on the leeward side of the dragon where she was out of the wind. Firedrake felt strong, as if moonlight were flowing through his veins, and he felt light, as if he were made of the same elements as the night itself. At last he was approaching his journey's end. His heart was beating fast in anticipation, driving him across the sky faster than he had ever flown before, so fast that soon the rat couldn't keep up and landed her plane on his tail.
"Whee!"
cried Berber Chan.
"Woo-ha! I've forgotten how great it feels to ride a dragon! Yeah!"
He clung to the straps with 2 of his paws and used the other 2 to rummage in his sack and bring out a mushroom. It was so wonderfully fragrant that Sorrel forgot all her anxiety about what lay ahead of them and leaned over Berber Chan's shoulder, sniffing.
"By chanterelles and truffles," she said, licking her lips. "What kind of mushroom is that? It smells of leeks and..."
"It's a shiitake," replied Berber Chan, smacking his own lips. "A genuine Japanese shiitake. Want to try one?"
Putting his paw into his sack, he brought out another and dropped it over his shoulder into Sorrel's lap.
"Quite useful, those 4 arms of yours," she murmured, sniffing the strange mushroom before taking a cautious bite.
"Very useful," agreed Berber Chan.
He looked ahead to where the rim of heaven was rising higher and higher into the night sky.
"Well done! We're almost there! My word, your dragon is a strong flyer!"
"Oh, he's had plenty of practice these last few weeks," said Sorrel, chewing noisily.
She rolled her eyes appreciatively.
"Oh! The mushrooms like this really grow on rocks?"
"Good heavens, no!"
Berber Chan laughed so heartily that Firedrake turned in surprise to look at him.
"Brandon girl here's a real comic," gasped Berber Chan. "Very amusing indeed. I grow them myself."
"She's so amusing, she's liable to bite off a couple of your 20 fingers," snapped Sorrel.
Berber Chan turned to look back at her, grinning broadly.
"No mushroom can grow on stone," he said. "This species grows on wood. We cultivate it in our caves. Don't you cultivate mushrooms yourself?"
"No,"
growled Sorrel.
"So what if we don't?"
she added crossly, thumping the other brownie's back.
"Stop squabbling, Sorrel," Firedrake called back to her. "I have to think."
Looking offended, Sorrel bent her head and went on nibbling her mushroom.
"Has to think, does he?" she muttered. "Too right. Like, what's he gonna do if that monster comes after us? There won't be much time to think then. Is he planning to fight him or what?"
Uneasily, she spat into the depths below.
"What do you mean, fight?"
Ben put his head over her shoulder.
"Oh, forget it," growled Sorrel. "I'm only thinking out loud."
She stared gloomily at the mountains as they came closer and closer. Ben pulled Twigleg's little cap made from the glove thumb piece down over the mannequin's ears and wrapped him a little more snugly in his lambskin. It was getting colder and colder the higher Firedrake climbed, and Ben was grateful for the warm clothing the monks had given them. He wished he could feel glad they were so close to their journey's end, but he kept thinking of Nettlebrand. Suddenly, Ben felt something touch his shoulder. Whipping around in alarm, he was just in time to catch Lola Greytail by her long tail.
"Hey, what are you doing here, Lola?"
he asked.
"Thinking of throwing me overboard, were you?"
replied the rat, her teeth chattering.
"It's too cold in my plane. The heating only works when I'm flying. Any space for me in your backpack by any chance?"
"Oh, of course, of course." Ben tucked the shivering rat in among his things. "What about the plane, though?"
"It's tied well into place on Firedrake's tail,"
replied Lola. With a sigh of relief, she snuggled down inside the backpack until only her ears and pointed nose were sticking out.
"Must I fly higher, Berber Chan?"
called Firedrake as the wind blew more strongly than ever around their heads.
"Yes!" Berber Chan called back. "The pass we have to cross is a little farther up. There's no other way into the valley."
Ben felt his heartbeat thudding in his ears as Firedrake rose yet higher. Night pressed its dark fists against his temples. Breathing was difficult, and Sora was curled up like a little cat. Only Berberchan sat upright and at ease. He was used to these high altitudes, for he had been born in the mountains known to humans as the roof of the world. The white summits were so close now that Ben felt as if he could put out his hand and touch the snow on their slopes. Firedrake was flying toward the narrow pass between the two most pointed mountain peaks. Dark rocks merged with the darkness of the night, and needles of stone rose menacingly in the air, barring the dragon's way. When Firedrake was right between the two peaks, the wind fell on him like a hungry wolf. Howling, it roared beneath the dragon's wings and sent him whirling like a leaf toward the rocks. "Watch out!" shouted Berberchan, but Firedrake had already regained control, bracing himself against the wind with all his might. He shook off its invisible clutches. Snow drove down on them, covering the dragon and the heads and shoulders of his riders. Ben's teeth were chattering.
"We're gonna make it!" shouted Berberchan. "See that? That's the highest ridge ahead of us!"
Firedrake shot through the pass and over it, leaving the howling wind behind at last, and flew into the Valley of the Dragons. A lake lay there amid the mountains, a lake as round as the moon. Zubaydah Ghalib's blue flowers grew on its banks. They glowed in the darkness of the night, making the valley look as if the stars had fallen into it from the sky above.